Wednesday night, what?
We have a Fabring tomorrow. Tomorrow there's a Fabring.
You want to take me at 10 o'clock to the to Binyan Yuma? I'll introduce you to Rabbi Yoel. It's your loss. I've given you an opportunity that not many people have. It's okay, he doesn't remember me, I'm sure. Okay, Wednesday night, early Yud Ches? Oh, so Thursday is Yud Ches. That's what you said, huh? No, they have a whole cheshbon, and in Kochim, Halayla Hoylech Achar Hayom. So they have a whole cheshbon, but they... Okay, so we're in the end of Shaar HaTshuva, and the Chayvus Halvavus has decided to mount a soapbox and to give Musar a very... I don't think anywhere else in the Sefer does he lash... He's not lashing out. He's really pleading with you and urging with us. He's pleading with us and urging us to not to waste time, not to go slowly, not to say I'll do tshuva when I get older. I'll do tshuva in 5 years. I'll do tshuva in 6 years. I'll do tshuva on Yom Kippur. He says you don't know what's going to be, right? And he said, you know, so. He said, if you would hurry up to, if you got a king angry at you, or even a pocket of the king, you would hurry up to ask Mechila before he throws you in the slammer, before he decides to get at you. Vehechlo Nevel Shachia, page Vesh Lamedalad, like the last third of the page, Miboreinu from Hashem, Hatzofe al Hanister Vahanigla, who knows our innermost thoughts, Ma'aseinu Mimachshval Seinu. Ashrein Lefon of Haznoche, he's not going to be too busy with other things. Below Shikha, below Yatvidehu, Dover Midover, he doesn't get distracted. He's not ADD. Veinlonu Miflot Mi Mishpato, there's no escaping. Vein Kitzei Lemalchuso, it's not limited, it's not like you could escape his jurisdiction. Veich Nisalim Imenu, how could we ignore our obligations when the sacher milach sereilov when we lost of lefonav ba'ochen and yodim bokitzenu who close chayenu, right? Boom. How could he have died? It's not possible. I saw him an hour ago, right? Dilu hayu. Now he says something very powerful, and if we would visualize it, it would shake us up. So we sort of don't think about it because it's too scary. He says, let's say someone would come, Vilu Hayo Adam Mazar Anshir Medina of Omer, someone like a Navi. Someone a Navi would come, and he would say, he would gather together, let's say, a city of people, and he'd say, Markelos Bnei Adam, people, Hikonu Lamasa Lachris, prepare for your final journey. There's one person here who's going to die in the next month. I don't know who. One of you are going to die in the next month, so certainly it would rile everybody. You know, so everybody would get scared. Ha'emein min achov al kolechod mehem sheyogur min amodes mechashash shamuhu adam omid lamus. So naturally, everybody would be scared. They say, maybe I'm the guy. You know, they're saying for sure someone's going to die. I'm someone. He says, people die all the time. I'm not scared. People die. Every month someone dies. Someone dies every month. Someone dies every week. Someone dies every day. There's always people dying. So how come you're not scared that... How come people are not scared that they're the one? He's a very powerful marshal. Evidently, you don't come to our nachshir. Ve'ech lo niskonin lo v'ach. He rather does. You come to the nachshir, no? Oh, it's okay, I try to give a nachshia. Vanachnu roim is hamavis b'chol chodesh. You see, people are dying. People are dying every day, every month. B'chol ruach b'chal emisparav v'nachayim. More people are dead than alive. So, like, maybe you should think. Hemein min aroi lanu shenefachid al nafsho seinu b'chol chodesh. Maybe more people should come to Yom Kippur Cotton here. We have a minyan, Baruch Hashem, but sometimes it's borderline. He puts it like a chodesh. I don't know why. It's like a joke, you know. in a war and you need to say the same, we should like make a cheshbon hanefesh. Do tshuva b'kitzav. V'tzorchei ma'aseinu l'fneishin etzorchlen afilu b'yomechad. K'mo shomru kadmoneinu zal shuv yomechad l'fnei mitzosecha. Really, Chazal put it that powerfully by saying, do tshuva day before you die. And the pasuk in Kohelet says, b'kol eis yu b'godecha levonim. The Gemara says, a mashal, when they used to get invited to these royal feasts, so that you have to come dressed a certain way. Maybe it was black tie, I don't know. Black tie affair, that hair was smoothed down with oil. That's what it says in the pasuk. B'chol eis yu b'godecha levonim. They would come with white clothing. And there should be oil on your head. They slick down their hair with oil. And the king said, I'm making a party, and I'm not going to, you know, when I call you, you come. So the smart ones got dressed up and waited for the call. And the foolish ones said, you don't have time to get dressed if the melech calls me, but you don't have time to get dressed. He says, I want you now, like by Haman, right? Come now. So that's Shuv Yomecha Lefnei Misoscha. His bonei no, he's pleading with us, he's urging us. His bonei no, he's not saying any big chidushim here. He should be moichli, maybe he is. I mean, he's saying it very powerfully, but he's dropped all. He's not saying svaras, he's not saying insight. I mean, it really is insightful, but he's appealing to us, he's urging us. His boni no be Yisrael sichlecha, v'koach havchonoscha, with your intelligence. Amitos hadvorim, b'meshet haruah be'inecha, you see what's happening, you see people are dying. You see that, you know, people are caught unawares. Right? You believe your own eyes more than you believe what someone tells you. Don't act neged sichlecha utvunasecha. Don't act against what really is common sense. Ukvar omru ki Hashem al avodav tovos. Hashem constantly, you know, he appeals to our sense again of hakaras hatov. Hashem bestows us with good. Im kiblom, if we accept the good and we do good with it. Now he's talking about a theme throughout the Sefer, that if Hashem gives you something, whether it's intelligence or peace, or you have health, your faculties work, so you use it in avodas Hashem, that's the payback. And if you take Hashem's gifts to you and you go against his will with it, it's worse than counterintuitive. It's foolish. Im kiblum hirvichu v'mechzirum elov, if they throw it back in his face, you tainus negdom v'yehofchul inakamma. So this becomes their punishment. V'ashem yisraimim v'yisadar heitav l'cho ochi b'svuno u'machshava v'seichel u'mada. You're intelligent, you have deductive reasoning, inductive reasoning, logic, memory. You have the seichel, you have knowledge, the brain stores knowledge. You could think, you could plan, you could invent, you could create, it's amazing, a person's brain is pretty small in terms of its mass, in terms of its physical size, and it's more powerful than, maybe it can't work as fast as a computer, but it certainly can do more than a computer. Shatanala bohem al kozul asecha, your seichel raises you above all other creatures. So you don't use your seichel. Don't use your seichel against Hashem. He gave you such a wonderful gift, and now you're going to use it to shoot at him. Hashem. Okay, fine. So hold on. So nothing. So don't even ask. But maybe ask your father if he knows of someone else. Maybe him. He lived on Long Island and still he was a Shem Torah. Hashem gave you. This is Shara Bechina stuff. Ve'irchol orach hayasho mitochanina lecho, Hashem loves you, Hashem has rachmonos on you, v'chiso alecho, and Hashem gives you seichel so that you shouldn't live and act foolishly. V'lorosh eshetasmid b'pat yuscho, that's pasi, foolishness. V'samshech b'mer yecho. So he gives you seichel to do tshuva and to know how to do tshuva and to change your ways. Behesem lemidol shel rachamim shein midosa, because Hashem has chemla and rachamim. V'chemloso v'chaninoso al bruav ka'omro tov Hashem lakol v'rachamov al kol ma'asov. We say it every day, three times a day. What, three times a day? Oh yeah, right. V'omar tov v'yosher Hashem ach ken yorech hatoim badorech. That's not so common. Hello? No, but you can in an hour and 15 minutes. Oh, I'm sorry, who is this? What is this? Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't hear who you are. Yeah, go ahead, ask. It's an emergency. Yeah. So there's a growth there. There's growth. So she forgot to do it, and she says she's going to do it tomorrow. It's an emergency. I'm sorry, I was in the middle of shear, so I didn't hear who it was. What is she saying? No. Is she a Hamisha? Is she? Look, I don't know. I don't know what to say. There's room to be made kill. She's there. She's there. Is it a degree that's like not nice looking, or it's just she feels that she would do it? Do you see something? If she could, you know, if you don't really see anything, it's just she always does it, and she's not doing it now, and she didn't do it, so you could be may kill if she. She says, you know, I won't do it this time. I don't plan on doing it this time. And she doesn't feel... You know,
I don't know enough to do that. But you do the CPR part.
This is why I answer the phone, in case it's an emergency. This time it was an emergency. I didn't hear at first. I said, you know, call me back. And then she said... Okay. I don't like it. You got pressure, real pressure. Okay, so he says, Tov Hashem, Tov Yosher Hashem, Al Ken Yerech HaToim Baderech. Okay, we'll stop here. Maybe we'll finish tomorrow night. Tomorrow, Yom Tov.